The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
All right, come on forward. Actually, we're going to stop over here first, so come on over, guy.
All right. I know that's going to be hard, but there's the camera. There we go. Okay, thank you, Brenda.
Good morning. How is everybody? What's this? A door. And what do we use doors for? To go in and out. Perfect. That's exactly what we use doors for. And you know what Jesus is? He's our door.
Okay. In the gospel, he says, our gate. Do you have a fence at your house? Is there a gate to the fence so you can go in and come out? There we are. That's Jesus. You're not thrilled that Jesus is a door or a gate.
But he is. What Jesus is telling us is that as we go into our relationship with God, it's through Jesus. As we go out into the world to help people and care for people and be nice to people and be kind to people, we go out into the world through Jesus. He's our doorway. He's our gate. He's how it is that we have the strength to come here and then how we have the strength to leave here and go and help other people. He's our door. And I think that that's kind of,
obviously, you're not going to sit there and say, show me a picture of a door. This is Jesus, right?
But Jesus is your way into God and from God out into the world so that you can love each other and all the people around us. Because Jesus is our door. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our gate, our door. Stand with us as we come into this place and renew our relationship with God. Walk beside us as we go out into the world to share your love with others. We thank you for this day, Lord, and for all your blessings. Amen. Thank you, everybody. That was a great faith.
This is Jesus.